AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Rescue crews have halted their operations in Baltimore at the site of the now-collapsed Key Bridge. Six construction workers are still unaccounted for, and officials say now presumed dead. The Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg telling ABC News that the bridge couldn't withstand the intensity of that cargo ship's impact.
I can't weigh in or speculate on anything related to the investigation. What I do know is that the force of this ship is almost unimaginable. This is a vessel that was about 100,000 tons carrying its load. So 200 million pounds went into this bridge.
The NTSB is on the scene. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and possibly deport migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. will remain on hold for now, the 2-1 ruling coming late Tuesday from a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. One lucky ticket holder winning Mega Millions last night in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and other large dairy-producing states are keeping an eye on reports of bird flu in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says milk from sick cows does not go into the food supply. Independent and third-party voters could play spoiler in Wisconsin in the presidential election. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote. And so in a very close election,
could turn
a position to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest President Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Wisconsin utility companies and the state's building trade union say they plan to develop more clean energy infrastructure. Alliant Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, and other large power companies say they plan to build more solar farms, wind turbines, and battery storage facilities with the help of local union construction workers. Dean Miller of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers says the projects will create about 19,000 construction jobs. Plans to redevelop State Street's historic 400 block are thwarted again. The Madison Plan Commission this week voted 5-3 to stop the demolition of three buildings that used to house B-Side Records and Freedom Skate Shop. Developer J.D. McCormick wants to build a 6-story apartment building with first-floor commercial space. The Plan Commission rejected the same proposal a year ago, and McCormick came back without making any changes. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots, but we lost our trust. Not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure. What other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I think you'd be allowed to, possibly. I don't know. I mean, if you go borrow from a big bank, many of the banks are outside of this. As you know, the biggest banks, frankly, are outside of our country. So you could do that, but I don't need to borrow money. I have a lot of money.
Do you think he'd do that?
100% without any question. In a New York minute, or a London minute, or a Middle Eastern minute. But he is more than willing to do anything right now.
Uh-huh. Tony Schwartz, author of Art of the Deal, he went on to say, hold please.
He is now a gangster. You know, he's a mafia don. It's mind-boggling to think that this is a person who people can look at and say, he's a reasonable choice to be president of the United States.
Yes, and then he went on to say,
He belongs in a prison.
Thank you.
You know, we'll see whether that gets adjudicated before the election, but that's where he belongs.
Thank you, Tony Schwartz. Thank you, yep. Thank you. I just love these headlines real quick. Trump aides pin hope on hung jury to bail him out of hush money case. Nobody, even on his side, seems to argue that he's innocent, right? There are whispers in Trump world if he goes on trial for the Stormy Daniels hush money case in Manhattan, he could squeak away with a hung jury. Trump's aides are now banking on that happy ending. Oh, that was an unfortunate choice of words.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but we are feeling happy clappy, not only because of the Democratic win in Alabama by 25 points in Alabama, as Forrest Gump would say, yes. Mm-hmm. But also just, you know, the power of the people, that you know, the degree to which people spoke out about the hiring of Ronna McDaniel, and she lasted, did we say it was a quarter of a Scaramucci?
I think it was, yes, okay. Just a quarter.
All right. But we, by the way, we do... We are fine Americans, right, Chris?
We
live in democracy.
Yes, we do.
We also know enough to do whatever Michelangelo Ciarelli tells us to do.
Yes.
One of our fantastic hosts here on, on SiriusXM. There is a candidate running against Rick Scott for the Senate in Florida that we wanted to say hello to. I'm going to try not to massacre your name. Representative Debbie
Mucarcel
Powell. Did I say that right?
You said it beautifully, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know we are so rooting for you against Rick Scott for sure. But tell us a little bit. I love your headline is Debbie. Your story is Florida's story. You came to the U.S. from South America at a young age with your mom, your sisters, fleeing violence, searching for a better life. We have something in common. You worked at a donut shop. Yeah. I worked at a donut shop. Yes, right.
So you saw how they make the donuts. Do you still eat donuts, Stephanie? That'll tell me a lot.
No,
right now.
I do not. And I believe I only lasted a couple of days. It was a 4 a.m. donut making job, and I was like, I'm out. So
it, it is tough, and there's a lot of oil involved.
So tell us what you obviously you have really an interesting story, a tragic in some ways. You were 24. You lost your dad to gun violence. Mm-hmm. Just talk to us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom, I'm the youngest of four sisters, and my mom, she's always been this very independent, strong-minded woman who wanted to provide opportunities for us. And she knew that in our home country of Ecuador, it was going to be very difficult. I mean, she tried. She worked in Ecuador also, but it was just very difficult. And so she brought my sister. She brought me. I was 14 at the time when I came to the United States. And she worked, very quickly. She found a job. She started cleaning houses, doing whatever she could just to be able to make ends meet. I helped her do that also. But my first real job was actually when I was 15 years old. And like you said, I worked at this donut shop. It was a minimum wage job, but it gave me, I was very proud because I was able to save enough money to buy myself my first car. And I think that that really symbolizes the opportunities that we have here in America, that so many people come here to work, to provide for their families, to make it. And I worked really hard in high school. I was able to get a scholarship to attend a really great school. I got my college degree. I then went on to get a master's degree. And it was during my master's that I was pulled out of class. I'm never going to forget that moment. My sister had called the school. I was pulled out, and I was told that my father had been killed by a criminal with a gun. And it was a moment that really changed everything for me and for my family. After that, I moved and came to live to Miami. One of my sisters was living there, and I wanted to be close to her. And I decided I needed to do everything in my power and in my career to give back to this country, to the country that had given me so much, and also to fight for justice, to fight for so many people that didn't have a voice. And so I worked for a few years in different nonprofits, but most of my career was as an associate dean there at FIU at the medical school. And it was at that time that I was watching, seeing what Republicans were doing in Washington. They were trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act at the same time that I was trying to actually expand access to good quality health care. I ran in a district. No one knew who I was, right? I didn't come from politics. And I ran in a district against a Republican that was very popular at the time, but he kept voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Everyone in Washington thought it was impossible. All the political pundits thought it was impossible. I remember the Cook Political Report, saying not only is it lean Republican, they were going to make it a solid Republican after I had been running for quite some time, raising money, doing what I needed to do, and talking to my community. I had a very good pulse on what was going on in my community. And then I beat him. I beat him, Stephanie.
Can I just say my story from making donuts did not go to a master's and to the United States Congress. I am here in my basement telling fart jokes. But listen, Representative, let's talk about you live in Miami with your husband, your three kids, and you were running against Rick Scott, who, is part of what's wrong with Florida. As I hear you talk about health care, I think of your crazy, what's his name, Dr. Lapido. Mm-hmm. That, is an anti-vaxxer that is part of the reason why there's a measles outbreak in Florida that has spread to other states from people that have visited Florida.
Stephanie, one of the things that I want everybody to understand is that most Floridians are so, that we're all so done with extremists like Latipo, like Rick Scott. They don't represent who we are here in the state of Florida. I feel in some ways that the state has been hijacked by the most extreme members of the ultra right wing of this party. Rick Scott, as governor, didn't expand Medicaid. actually made significant cuts to public education. He started off as governor being an extremist, attacking women's rights. Yep. He actually passed a law that would require a woman who had decided to end her pregnancy to actually be forced to go and have an ultrasound of her pregnancy. I mean, just cruel policies, horrible on the environment. And yes, like you said, Latapo, who's someone that's spreading conspiracy theories and now is telling parents to choose whether they want to vaccinate or not and choose if they want to send their kids or not to school when we know that measles is extremely infectious and an extremely dangerous disease. And so what I say to everyone is you cannot ignore Florida if you want to protect democracy, decency, if you want to protect our health care here in the country, equal rights, women's rights. This is about making sure that we get rid of the extremism that Trump really brought to Florida. I mean, this was not our state. It was Trump that brought this to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a migration. You should have stopped Trump migrating there. Representative, I don't mean to dredge up old things, but wasn't Rick Scott involved in Medicare fraud in some way? didn't he have a company way back when? Can you just refresh my memory?
Yes. And so he was the CEO of this healthcare company, Columbia, which committed the largest Medicare fraud in the history of the country. They had to pay the federal government about $1.7 billion of Medicare fraud. He oversaw that Medicare fraud. And what he pled the fifth over 75 times. And actually, in your segment here starting, I heard someone was talking about Trump saying, you know, how is this man not in jail? And it's exactly what I hear across Florida, Stephanie.
Yes.
Every Floridian that I meet, including Republicans.
How is he a senator? I've said this before, Representative. How did he get to be governor? I just am flabbergasted.
It's unfortunate that money dictates politics here in this country. And he used all that money to buy his seat as governor. He used it to buy his seat in the Senate. And what I tell everyone is his luck is about to run out. No amount of money is going to save him this time.
Representative, what just happened in Alabama yesterday, people are saying Republicans have no idea what's coming in November, and I sure hope you're part of that. Elizabeth Warren tweeted, "The case before the Supreme Court today is not about the safety or efficacy of medication abortion. The FDA has already made it clear mifepristone is safe and effective. This case is about Donald Trump and the Republican Party marching us toward a full-on national abortion ban." We keep calling it Roe rage, but I think there's really a big wave coming, don't you?
Absolutely. And we will know this week, and we're expecting it to be confirmed that we will have an abortion initiative on the ballot to protect abortion rights here in the state of Florida. And this is a fundamental civil rights issue for women, Stephanie. This is about not only whether a woman can decide when or how to start a family. It's a privacy issue for a woman between her family, her doctor, her faith. But it's also a safety issue for so many women. And as a Latina, I can tell you that Latina women understand very well what it means to have a government interfere in those decisions and dictate whether what we can or cannot do with our own bodies. This is about the freedom to choose. This is about having our own decision-making of what we can do with our bodies. I mean, and Rick Scott is pushing for a national abortion ban, and he said that he would proudly sign into law the 6-week abortion ban that DeSantis signed here in the state of Florida. And so, like you said, I think women across the state of Florida, including Republican women that signed on to this ballot initiative, and men, by the way, we are ready to make sure that we protect that right to choose. But also, it won't mean anything if Rick Scott gets reelected, goes back to the Senate, and they push a national abortion ban at the federal level.
Yeah. I think based on a lot of things, we have a very good chance of keeping the Senate, and you're certainly a part of that, and I'm rooting for you, and please come back, and now that I've learned to pronounce your name, please come back anytime,
yes.
Representative Debbie Mucarcel Powell.
There you go. I did it again.
Thank you, Stephanie, and I hope everyone supports my race. Go to debbieforflorida.com. I really need everyone listening to support me. We can't let this man, with all the money that he has from Medicare fraud, buy that seat again. And I know that together we can win.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, that's much easier. Debbie for Florida. I can
there
remember that. I don't even have to attempt the last part. Debbie for Florida. Do it, everybody. All right. Thank you so much, Rev.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was our idea, but you know.
You know.
OG, the sexy liberal tour, right, been giving to progressive causes since 1904. Sure. Right. Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company, they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that fight for your values, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, on and on. I'm telling you, it makes you can make a difference just by using your phone every day.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone, bring your current number, get in, we're going saving.
Sure.
CredoMobile.com. If you type in Steph, you get $250 off any smartphone. What? Learn more at CredoMobile.com. $250 off by using the code Steph.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd Alba
here.
Going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Just want your kiss.
Oh, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with Carlos coming up. Yep. Kyle Griffin tweets, multiple judges in multiple jurisdictions have now said the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's rhetoric is so potentially dangerous it must be constrained. Just, you know, marinating that for a minute. Happy Clappy tweet. Anyone want one? Wolves for Liberty says, people say Trump is like Teflon, which works really well. Nothing sticks to it till it's all scratched up and beginning to deteriorate. That's the point at which it actually becomes toxic to use and you have to throw it away.
Oh.
The Teflon is at its end. I believe so, too.
Yeah.
It's scritchy.
After you've used the steel wool on your Teflon, it just doesn't work.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to use steel wool on Teflon.
Yeah, my nephew tried to do that on my refrigerator. It's still scratched up from years ago.
Oh, no. Really? Your tiny baby nephew?
Yes.
And you allowed him
baby.
And you allowed him back?
He was just a toddler.
It's all scritched. I'm like, you're not supposed to use those. Okay. Hi, Michelangelo in Denver. Hello.
Hello. All right. Listen, I just wanted to call up quickly here. I got to give kudos to all our late night talk show hosts. They're doing such a tremendous job for us.
Better than most journalists. Absolutely. Playing clips.
Oh,
yeah.
They are the journalists, and you are the journalists.
That's
and everything.
Right.
But
thank you very
what
much.
I wanted to say is
someone just called
night,
me the Walter Cronkite of our time.
Mm.
And who can't agree with
Walter
that?
Walter Cronkite? Definitely. Huntley Brinkley.
Yes,
Howard
I am
Kate
Huntley
Smith,
and Brinkley.
All rolled into one.
You're Harry Reasoner.
But listen, before you let me go, please. I just wanted to say, Jody.
Yes.
Your mom was on Colbert last night.
Yes.
And what an amazing woman she is. She's a historian on top of that, going all the way back to when she was a kid, Gary Moore and everything else. That's why in the next lifetime, when I meet her, I will marry your mom.
Okay, she's already married, so that could be an issue.
Yeah. In the next lifetime.
In the next
lifetime.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you want to also say how smart and funny Jody is and how much she adds to the show?
Listen. You guys are all gems.
Especially Jody.
You know,
especially Jody.
Yeah.
Marsha.
3, 2, 1. And also you love her mom, Carol. Okay. Thank you, Michael. Why don't people understand the rules here?
Right.
Okay. Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So, Stephanie, you pretty much sussed it out yesterday's Supreme Court argument.
That's because Huntley, Brinkley, and then Harry Reasoner popped out, that would be me, wrapped in a Walter Cronkite. What's your point, Marie?
My point being, it's interesting, the liberal wing of the court, their questions were about standing, basically, what's it to you? Like, you don't seem
they
like
obviously didn't have
claim.
Standing. The fact that this even made it the Supreme Court is a joke, right?
Well, but that's exactly the point. I think because Roberts issued that guidance that we got to stop all of this forum shopping, I think this was, okay, we're just going to tell you, like, the boss is looking, and this was way too obvious, but here's how you get here next time.
Yeah.
Because that was the question, and that was coming from Alito and Thomas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All
That's
right.
my point.
All right.
Now I got to go order my King John version of the Bible.
Thank you. Oh, God. Yeah. What the Christ. What the Christ. Okay. Joe from Juris, real quick, says the same idiots who want you to believe that the tragic Baltimore bridge collapse was somehow Biden's fault or Buttigieg's fault or DEI's fault or the fault of the COVID lockdowns, woke beer, and vaxxed Muppets also want you to believe that January 6th was not the fault of Donald Trump.
That's right.
She's fantastic. And just added to Philly Sexy Liberal along with Glenn Kirshner, we have special surprises coming up for all of the shows. Go to sexyliberal.com. Minneapolis, you're up first with Cliff Schechter and more. Stephanie Miller Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a 4-point lead. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did at $1.2 trillion because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Wisconsin Justice Department agent says he thought a suspect in a traffic stop 2 years ago was reaching for a gun, and that's why he shot him. Special Agent Mark Wagner is charged with recklessly endangering safety. He testified for about 2 hours at his trial yesterday. Wagner testified he saw Quadron Wilson fidgeting near the center console, then put his two forearms together as he sat up. Investigators later determined Wilson had no gun. The general public may be turned off by politics, but college students are so interested that the UW-Madison is designing a new undergraduate major in public policy. The La Follette School of Public Affairs only used to offer master's and doctorate degrees, but there's been a lot of demand for two certificate programs. The new undergraduate public policy curriculum will likely build on classes already required in the certificate program. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Labor shortages, retention problems. It's been a challenging time for my business. But in Wisconsin, there's 600,000 people with disabilities who are ready to work right now. They just need you to believe in them and say yes. I did.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul.
Every time Donald Trump talks about God, an angel gets its wings ripped off and baby Jesus vomits blood.
Yep.
Okay. Do I have to?
Okay. Any of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country.
Are they?
And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country.
Christianity is all over the place.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Can we talk about the text we got this morning from the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money? He actually sent us a copy of REM, Losing My Religion. Okay, because Donald Trump selling Bibles.
Don't know if you heard.
You should play Losing, huh?
And what did you say?
I said, thank you. Our producer positions are all filled right now. We'll be happy to keep your resume on file.
He just wants to contribute, okay?
Okay, I just didn't know if you heard. Donald Trump selling Bibles. Okay. He thinks we have no access to news of any kind. Okay, I'm sorry, Chris, did you have another thought?
You might want to have Dr. Redliner on,
God bless the USA, Trump Bibles. Did you have any thoughts?
Trump said that there's no more Christianity in America.
We have holidays based on Christianity.
There's a, like a Christian school not a half a block from
here. Yes, I know. Yes, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
In godless Los Angeles, even.
Right.
We have Christmas as a holiday.
Okay.
All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America, to make America great again, is our religion. Mm-hmm. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven.
God in heaven is not an elected official.
I have many, many Bibles in my house. Does anybody believe Donald Trump has? How many Bibles do you think Donald Trump has in his home?
2 Corinthians.
How many times do you think he's read the Bible? Never. Yes, I would demand that I get mine signed by both Corinthians or I'm not buying it.
Now, he could be accurate in the fact that Mar-a-Lago is also a hotel. So they may have many, many Bibles in people's rooms.
No, they don't. Okay.
I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Oh, God. I see what you did.
Get motivated and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others.
Good God.
There you
our
have
Christian
it.
Values?
Let's make America pray again. God bless you. And God bless the USA.
God bless the United States. Yes, God bless the United States.
He doesn't even say states anymore because he knows better.
He knows.
God bless the United States.
Can I speak for all of us when I say?
I live in hell!
How do you think? I mean, I know he's just a grifter, the most obvious grifter and con man ever in the history of ever, Chris. But also, do you think he just does it to own the libs just because he knows that we're going to vomit continuously?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, you made it a segment on the show.
You know,
you fell for it.
I feel like this is going to be one of these mornings. It's going to be like a scene from Airplane, like right in the middle of like a long Trump clip. You're going to come back and my feet will just be sitting. I will just have hung myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might. I might try to light myself on fire.
Show a samurai sword.
Okay. He would like NBC to fire Chuck Todd in retribution for dropping Okay. You know what? I'll take one for the team. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. He said, what? Oh, so I guess this would be a statement from the bassinet. Stick. What boss or executive would allow a man or woman, in this case Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd, who was fired for dismal performance coupled with horrendous television ratings, to publicly scold them as to their weakness and stupidity in hiring Ronald McDaniel? Actually, they should be scolded for hiring Sleepy for Meet the Fake Press and keeping him so long despite his poor performing skills, bad ratings, and bias. I don't know, I feel like there's an intersection somewhere where I agree with them.
There's a Venn diagram.
However, there is a Venn diagram in which I've just fallen. Or is it an Overton window? I don't know. Okay, I guess that was the end of the... All right. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Lori tweets, am I the only one that reads these tweets in the voice of Stephanie Miller and then hears a thud at the end? Oh, because you need to make America great. When you have to be a fly in the room, when he's, check this out, make America pray again. I thought of that. I'm going to say it a bunch of times. Make America pray again. Fantastic. Get it? Because it's like what's on the hat, but it's different.
Buy my book.
Not buying your stupid book.
It's just like what's on the hat, but one word is different because now I'm telling you my book.
She's giggly now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've sent her into a
Trump,
tailspin.
As you recall, threatened to revoke NBC's charter, which is not a
thing.
Yeah, okay. For reporting on the 2017 meeting where his former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called him a moron. Oh, they did have to make a correction, because this was an actual correction that I actually saw because I loved it so much. They had to make a correction. Rex Tillerson did not call him a moron. He called him a moron.
Right.
Yeah.
So they made the correction.
They did make the accurate correction. He pledged to investigate, I don't know, NBC, parent company, Comcast, something. Oh, due to one-sided vicious coverage and country-threatening treason. Hmm? Oh, I see. So them reporting on his treason would be in itself treason. Do you see how that works, Chris? It's an enigma wrapped in a
I'm trying not to see how
riddle.
Any of this works.
It shouldn't work like that
no,
at all.
No, it shouldn't.
Okay. Speaking of the treason, we have a... Oh, Rocky Mountain Mike has brought us a song about the Putin-Trump meeting. Mm-hmm. Speaking of meetings.
Right.
Okay.
Our story starts in the crummiest of buildings in the crummiest of countries, Putinsylvania, where a secret meeting of Mr. Big and his top henchmen was taking place.
So, members of my inner circle, how goes our invasion of migraine?
Yes, Mr. Big, how can I say this? All of our men are deserting, and, well, they sank our battleship.
That makes me so mad. This calls for unscrupulous action, for lying, cheating, and the lowest human on Earth.
That would be me.
What is this?
No, Mr. Big was not talking about Paul Boris Madinoff.
Oy vey.
But rather...
Yep, I'm your guy.
That's right. To see his evil scheme through, Mr. Big was going to rely on that Mozart of Middle America manipulation, that master of MAGA maniacal...
Say the name.
None other than Donald Trump.
Why him? Why not me? I didn't do nothing.
Don't be stupid, Madinoff. I need you to oversee him and make sure he doesn't screw it up.
Okay. Come, Natasha.
No, Boris, darling. I'm going to be with Trump. My name is now Melania.
That? You must be crazy. Look what you do to yourself.
I really don't care. Do you?
Give me a break.
Madinoff, you'd better play along.
And if I don't?
Then you'd better be careful around any windows.
He's got you there.
I was just kidding.
And with that, the trio, Boris, Natasha, Melania, yeah, and Trump, headed to America. Is there a rapidly approaching sidewalk in Boris's future? Find out next time in... Heaven from the seventh floor, or will you still shove me tomorrow?
Wow.
That was a lot of, that was really
yeah,
fun.
A,
thank you, Rocky.
Who in our audience has seen Rocky and Bullwinkle, though?
Me.
That's an old.
Me.
Okay.
Buddies.
All right.
Okay. LOL GOP tweets, Trump getting more than a half off his appeal bond after a 60-year-long crime spree culminating in insurrection and espionage feels a lot like him getting the antibodies to save his life from COVID after doing everything he could to make COVID worse. So not great. Thank you. Kate in Milwaukee. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody this fine Trumpy Bible telling, I'm just out of my mind with
God bless the USA Bible.
That's the same
get
to me.
It.
Couple of quick things. One, my stepdad used to work for a company that worked in New York, did a ton of business out there, construction business. In every case, Trump had to pay in advance. Yeah. They would not let him do anything on credit, nothing. They were like, pay up front or we're not doing it.
Yeah, you know what I think would be great, Kate? Let's put him in charge of the largest economy in the world. Don't you think? Didn't that seem like...
I think that's super awesome. I just can't. And then I have two other really quick things. One, it's Karen's from Chicago's birthday tomorrow, so everybody wish Karen a happy birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday!
And, yeah.
Right?
All right.
And then our lovely Seth, our Homo of Hope, has his new CD out, and I think he's pretty quiet about, like, pumping himself up, but it's a really great CD. It's called All Night Diner, and if you guys can, check it out, because it's really lovely.
Yes, right. At the Home of Hope. Hooray.
Yes.
Thank you, Kate. Aw, look at all the Steph heads propping up all the other Steph heads, supporting, loving. It's in our little circle of love.
Aww.
Oh, speaking of which, this is the cutest. Hang on. Larry and Sue in North Carolina. There is hope for North Carolina yet. Hey, Steph, this morning my wife, her 99-plus-year-old mother, Betty Ford, no relation.
Oh. Okay, that was the first question.
Aww. Yeah. And I were watching the Stephanie Miller Show. It's become a regular habit. Betty really likes your show. Hi, Betty. And reading the fundraising scroll across the bottom, she declared she wanted to contribute to your show, insisted on it, actually, so we made it happen for her. Just wanted to let you know you have a 99-year-old-plus Trump-hating fan out here in North Carolina.
Yay. Hi, Betty Ford.
I'd go in there at some point. I meant North Carolina to visit my sister.
Right.
I didn't mean
not Palm Springs area.
I could go to the Betty Ford in North Carolina.
I used to drive by there every single day on my way to work. The Betty Ford Clinic.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's right there in Rancho Mirage.
It sure is.
Let's go to Pat in Florida. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. I've been listening to all this talk about all the conspiracy nut job theories about what happened to this ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My father in the early 80s was a negotiator for the Maritime Union, and he was in Congress for years and years dealing with the Law of the Sea Treaty, which attempted to prevent individuals and countries from sailing ships under the flag of a different country in order to avoid taxes. I mean, in order to pay less taxes, but also to not be held accountable for more stringent maintenance, safety, and training procedures. And that was my father's issue, was the training, the safety, and the maintenance things. He had been a sea captain for decades before he became part of the union.
Right.
And he spent all this time dealing with these people in the Reagan administration, and they weren't successful. So to me, I remember my father saying he was a man of principle.
Right.
And he said that this is not infrastructure problem or anything like that. This is a failure of policy that has elevated greed over responsibility for decades.
Yeah.
You think it's hard dealing with the oil and gas industry? Try butting heads with the shipping industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I hear. Well, honestly, it became practically apoplectic listening to nuts like Alex Jones.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Blame it on God knows what. Yeah. What do you think? 100,000-ton ship hitting a pillar going at 8 knots. What do you think is going to give way?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and obviously, thank you for that, Pat. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the ship malfunctioned. Governor Wes Moore of Maryland thanking the crew because they were saying a lot of lives were saved if they sent out the Mayday.
Yeah.
But clearly, the ship malfunctioned. There was a
it was going too fast for them to figure out how to fix it.
The thing that we know is that even as the boat was coming in, we had a ship that was coming in at 8 knots, so coming in at a very rapid speed.
Yeah, he went on to say.
But I have to say I'm thankful for the folks who once the once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a Mayday, who literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
Yeah, I mean, they were saying, can you imagine if it was rush hour?
Oh, my God.
She's right. It is so offensive. And I got to say, I can't believe that I can still be surprised. But I really, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that these conspiracy lunatics in this country will do it about anything, and they actively root against America.
Yeah,
anything that they can somehow spin is bad for, you know, it's bad for Biden. It's the border. It was a cyber attack. It was something. You know, this is Maria Bartiromo. Is it me or is she rooting for inflation to go up?
That's what it sounds
because
like.
Of this.
It's collapsed. I'm wondering if this is going to stoke inflation again, because let's face it, you know, it's expensive to be transporting all of these goods. And we saw what happened in the Red Sea when the ships were getting attacked. Is this another element to watch in terms of the potential for inflation stoking again?
It's one ship. They've probably already started taking the stuff off of the ship that will all get delivered.
Oh, my God. And who was it we said? Lara Logan tried to connect it to that the 2020 election was the machines were hacked. And this is another cyber. I'm like, oh, my God. It just that's the other thing about conspiracy theorists. They connect every conspiracy to the last one in some way that makes your brain, you know, break trying to understand.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of earths. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep? I sometimes make the wrong movie choice in my insomnia, despite the fact that Diane Lane is in it and should be marked safe, but it's not, and Kevin Costner ends up handless. Here's my point, Chris.
I still want to know what the name of that film is.
Let Him Go. Yeah, someone told me on Twitter.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now I want to watch it.
I thought it was... pretty shiny, because it was, you know,
pretty shiny people.
I thought it was Diane Lane. Shiny people were in it. Kevin Costner,
Diane Lane.
Okay, thank God for my cozier seats, because eventually I am nestled into that softness in my cozy earth jammies, and it's just I surrender. Cozy Earth bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They only use the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves. Superior softness. Viscose from bamboo. This is Oprah Winfrey, ladies and gentlemen, said yes, please, 5 years in a row.
Yep.
She's persnickety about those favorite things.
She has some favorite
She's
things.
She's not picking them willy-nilly.
Nope.
Used a lot of old lady words just in that one sentence. Okay, cozy earth bedding and sleepwear and towels. Ooh, prioritize your self-care. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller. You get 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children and Nature Network, and as one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health, and for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde in their little calming dog bag right at my feet. Why? Because they're happy dogs with full bellies of Dr. Marty's Aww. Nature's Blend. Oh, it smells so good. Oh,
sweet little kitty.
I have to say, I dwell over the bag when I open it in the morning. I just...
Do you really?
I do. I huff it like paint.
Okay.
It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. It just smells delicious. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It's not that messy kind. You know the kind I mean. You got to take up freezer space or refrigerator. You got to cut it open. It's wet and messy and gross. Okay. This is raw, freeze-dried. So the flavor is fantastic, but it's also shelf-stable and pantry-safe. It's fantastic.
And things of this nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just read the ingredients on the bag, man. There's just not just turkey, beef, duck, salmon, but then you got kale, you got spinach, you got blueberries, you got all these antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. So good for your doggies. Today you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of their best-selling Tweets, beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Oh, Tilly's Treasures, the treats have gotten, because Clyde usually plays a game where he runs away from me whenever it's time for a hike, and now I trap him with a. I get him
That'll
back with
do
him.
It
because he wants to go for a hike, but it's a game where I have to catch him first to get him on the leash.
He's easily tripped.
Yes,
poor guy.
Don't do it. Don't say
text
it.
Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. And Chris is a bastard person. Just thought I would get
throw
that
in.
Just thought I would throw that in. We have to give a hoorah to NBC for doing the right thing.
Yes,
and. Yeah, and I believe we said it was not even a quarter of a Scaramucci.
Right.
Yeah, it was way
last
day and a half.
Yeah. NBC Universal Chairman Cesar Conde said there is no doubt in the last several days have been difficult for the news group. After listening to the legitimate concerns of many of you, I've decided that Ronna McDaniel will not be an NBC News contributor. I want to personally apologize to our team members who felt we let them down. While this was a collective recommendation by some members of our leadership team, yeah, they should be fired too.
Yeah.
Yep. I approved it, and I take full responsibility for it.
Well, good. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I thought Rachel's, the way she framed it, left them, no choice but some dignity and wiggle room in doing the right thing, which they did. So, power of the people.
Yay.
Carlos Alzraki, next.
nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.